Saturday, December 12. President was in early and apparently had been up late last night dictating also, since he had 5 tapes for me to get started on when I came in the morning. He had been doing some work last night on the youth conference speech with Ray also. He wasn't happy with what they had developed regarding letters from children, and once that whole area reopened up and some more work done on it, he had a lot of miscellaneous notes that he wanted me to follow up on. He had a number of schedule items. He wants to be sure and see Mansfield before Christmas, when to line up gifts for Mrs. McCormick and Mansfield and the others he'll be seeing between now and Christmas. Got back onto the Teddy Kennedy picture. Philosophized some about the lack of urgency and drive in the staff. And made the point that that we have to follow the philosophy that we must not leave anything undone if it will then become too late to do it at some future point. He also talked about conservatives being the best to run government but the worst to sell it. That's why revolutionaries are always successful, because even with bad causes, they're charged up and sell what they have. He was reviewing some ideas on PR for Mrs. Nixon and the family, feeling that we haven't adequately built up the accomplishments that they've had over the first couple of years, and he wants the whole group to go to work on making something on that. We then got into some discussion on Connolly arrangement, and the need to notify people ahead, etc. Very important. He said that he wanted me to call Arthur Burns, which is of course not a good idea. After the morning session with me, he went over to EOB for a budget meeting most of the day. Then over to the house to watch a couple of the football games. He did call at home, going into further details on Connolly arrangements. Mainly the line that he's going to use. He hadn't really worked it out very well, and obviously needs to give more thought to that. He's given up on trying to do anything with Kennedy since Rogers won't go along. I used a good part of the day to cover some general meetings, one with Jason and Higby on Connolly arrangement. Another long session with Henry. On the question of whether he should stay on, and more importantly, whether he should talk now with the president. I told him he should. He's still very much concerned about a repeat of the problem he had this summer on the Middle East, and as he puts it, outraged by the fact that the president feels that his views on the Middle East are colored because of his being Jewish. He knows this is the case and doesn't feel that it's valid, but is unable to.
No, Saturday, December. This is a continuation of Saturday, December 12th. I was talking on the previous tape about meeting with Henry. He had come in to go over his problems, since he's now got to make a decision in the next couple of days as to whether he stays or not. I told him, of course, he should stay, that there's no dissatisfaction, etc., but that he should talk with the president and make his offer to go back to Harvard, etc., so they have a chance to review the thing and settle it once and for all. Henry's main concern is that he's going to get back into the situation similar to last summer regarding the Middle East, where he doesn't have the president's confidence and is not involved in what's going on. I pointed out that this is bound to be a problem from time to time, but that overall he's indispensable to the president, and both he and the president know it, and he's got to stay here. Later I had a meeting with Ehrlichman and Schultz regarding Connally. It's obvious that the two of them are less than totally enthusiastic about the appointment, but will do the best they can to overcome whatever problems it creates. Schultz particularly seems to have some concerns, and it's obvious he's not totally behind the appointment, but the negatives that he raised were all constructive and valid. I covered them later in a phone call with Connally and got them all adequately answered. The principal concerns were how to build up his qualifications for the post and the question of whether he had said anything in the campaign that would be harmful to him now. The president spent the afternoon watching football games after his budget meeting and then the evening working on the youth speech. The end of December 12th.